You know what gets me a little emotional?
What's that?
Beer and animals.
Beer and animals.
I'm not afraid to admit it. The reason we have you in, obviously, you're a great friend. Thanks for all you do, by the way, too. We got to do some really cool stuff before Mackenzie got here. They have a sloth exhibit at the zoo.
Oh, I know. And it was just National Sloth Day.
Yeah, we got to hang out with the sloths.
Did you, can you hold one?
The zookeepers do, but I don't think we do.
Yeah.
There was a pork chop incident.
Are there koalas at the zoo?
We used to have koalas, but we don't anymore.
I'm obsessed with koalas. Okay. But I love our Indianapolis Zoo is the best in the nation. Oh. I grew up in Indy, so I'm so proud. It's the best.
Thank you.
Now, the cool thing is we're having in here, though, not to talk about sloths necessarily, even though we did get through a little pound it, gave me knuckles. There's a big event going on tomorrow night at the Indianapolis Zoo. It's Zoo La La 2019, presented by Scarlet Lane Brewing Company. And this is an adult event, right? 21 plus?
It is. Leave your little ones at home and guests 21 and older. This is just for you.
Now, is this a fundraiser? What's this event?
It is. Zoo La La is one of our fundraisers. We started this back in 2013. And to date, it has raised almost $500,000
Dang.
For the zoo.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's huge. And the Indianapolis Zoo, many people don't realize, we are totally privately funded. We don't get any direct tax support from the city or the state. So fundraisers like this are huge for us to be able to support our animals and also our conservation efforts all over the globe.
All right, that's cool. Now, I know a little bit of the details, but I want to come to you, the expert. Obviously, going to be some brews there, 21 plus. Can you tell me about some of the breweries or how many will be there?
Oh, sure. So we have 20 breweries, and they are some of the best craft breweries in our region. So obviously, we have Scarlet Lane, but we have Metazoa. Mm. We have Big Lug. One of the ones that I'm super excited for, New Holland. So if you are a craft brew fan, you're probably going to know about their Dragon's Milk White Stout.
Be careful. First of all, I know about New Holland Brewing Company because I'm from Michigan originally. My wife and I love New Holland Brewing Company so much that we got some of our engagement photos done there.
Okay.
So I will definitely be there. The Dragon's Milk will knock you on your butt.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Strong but delicious. Kind of like me. Minus the delicious part. But
I want to talk about the costume contest too.
Yeah, sure. I mean, people really get into this. And of course, we love the costumes that are wild inspired. And you'll see a lot of costumes that are animal themed, which we love. But you can come in any kind of costume. The wilder, the better. And we're going to have a costume contest. I believe you
and
Pork Chop are going to be emceeing that contest for us.
Now, if you were to have them be an animal, what animal would you have Joe be?
Oh my.
She's like, oh my.
Oh my gosh.
I want to hear what you say because I'll tell you what I'm dressing up as, and it's an animal.
Oh, is it? I'm seeing red panda.
Okay, good guess, but I'm coming tomorrow as a sexy rhinoceros.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, get it, boy.
And we're going to reenact the scene from Ace Ventura Pet Detective where it gives birth.
No.
I'm going to have Pork Chop be my little baby rhino. Come here, little rhino.
Chops, are you going to be a baby rhino?
I think I'll just go as myself, a pork chop, maybe a pig.
All right. Well, the baby rhino will have to work in that scene then. I thought it would be a really big crowd pleaser. No, I actually, I don't want to spoil what I'm going to be. I'm not going to be an animal, but I think I will dress up for this.
Awesome. You should, a hundo.
So I'm looking forward to that. What else? I mean, there's a lot of activities too, right?
Yeah, for sure. So if you've ever been to the Indianapolis Zoo around Halloween, you know we've got lots of activities. And since this is a 21 and older event, mm-hmm. we have brought those, made them a little bit more adult. So we have psychic readings, which
Ooh,
I
yes,
think is,
I'm all about that.
Yes. We also have pumpkin bowling, which is a lot
that
of
sounds
fun.
Fun.
Very cool.
We also have a mirror maze that you can kind of run through. It's really freaky. It is the same one that our younger guests use, but it's challenging. If you've ever been there, hopefully you'll go through tomorrow night. It's a challenge for the adults too.
Especially after some beverages, some adult beverages, exactly. Getting out of there.
I love that. All right, well, it's going down tomorrow night at the Indianapolis Zoo, Zoo La La 2019. Obviously, if you don't have your tickets already, you can purchase your tickets and get more info at indianapoliszoo.com. Do we have a pair that we can give away?
Yeah. Yeah, you sure do.
All right, 833-563-2539. We will give it to, I don't know, somebody randomly that calls us right now.
And I was just wondering real quick about Zubu. How long does that go on? As a parent, I want to take my little girl out.
Sure. If you're coming to Zubu, this is your last week.
Okay.
So Thursday through Sunday, those are the last 4 days for Zubu this year. So
you
got to
get on it. Okay, cool.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you so much for being a good friend of the show, but also for giving these awesome opportunities to our listeners to go to fun events like this.
And we love your fabulous hair. She just chopped it. Looks so good.
Thank
her
you.
Fall do.
I think I'm the only one that doesn't have a haircut today. All right. Carla Knapp, the public relations specialist for the Indianapolis Zoo. Thank you so much.
Woo!
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll get a winner at 833-563-2539.